playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. Time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with Community Services and Tourism Director Alex Patterson. Recently appeared before council in a public meeting, giving an update on the municipal accommodation tax. Wanted to follow up on that. So what is the mat?
So I think that unfortunately it's named municipal accommodation tax, and everybody gets excited about a new tax and what that could mean for the community. The municipal accommodation tax is legislation that was passed by the province in 2017, and it gave municipalities the ability to charge a surplus on hotel room stays with fixed accommodations, anything that's like that, including Airbnbs, for the purposes of collecting revenue for tourism. It works very similarly to what the HST looks like. You've seen this in other communities before. There's more than 50 communities across the province who have implemented this. And so on a hotel stay in our community, an additional tax of 4% is charged to the people who are staying at the hotel. That's remitted to the municipality specifically for the purposes of tourism. Now, the MAT is unique because we have two funding streams. 50% of the funding stream is supposed to go towards the municipality's tourism efforts, and 50% has to go to a third-party non-for-profit entity who has a specific tourism mandate. Lots of communities have set up their own non-for-profit entity, and that's what we're proposing to do here in our community, to invest those funds back into A, the businesses who are helping collect the MAT via remittance, and B, to help out the community in general with projects like the community improvement plan, beautification, advertising, things like that.
We've been looking at this for quite some time. At this point, where are we in the process toward establishing it or just making a decision on it?
The first thing that we did after we did a variety of research on our side as staff to how other communities have implemented things and what their process looked like is we went to the businesses who would be affected the most, which are the hotels, the motels, the short-term accommodation businesses like Airbnbs. We had two consultation sessions that were very specific to those individuals. Went around, talked to all of the hotel owners, talked to the motel owners. We invited short-term accommodation folks to come out to two different sessions where we provided them with some information and we asked a bunch of questions to see what this would look like for them. Did they see it as a beneficial thing? Did they see that as a not beneficial thing? What the timing was, things like that. And as you could expect, we got mixed feedback in it. It seems, from my perspective, that short-term accommodations seem to be generally in favor of doing something like this, whereas the brick-and-mortar businesses, the hotels and motels, seem to be generally not in favor of doing that. So the next step was to go to a public meeting. So we invited members of the public and anybody could come to a meeting where we gave a presentation, talked about what the municipal accommodation tax is, some of the proposals that were specific to Wawa. You can find that slideshow on wawa.cc under staff reports. And then we gave the opportunity for folks to provide their feedback and comment, as well as generally over the next couple of days to provide feedback and comment to myself about what they would like to see or not like to see as part of this program. So right now it's a proposal that council's considering. Council's going to consider it at either an August or a September meeting via bylaw. And if council decides to pass the bylaw, then the program could be in effect as soon as January 2025. However, that's all subject to council's decision. So there's still ample opportunity for folks to provide their feedback to council. We've also got some engagement planned where, again, we're talking to now some of the people who could be beneficiaries of that, right? So some of the committees of events that you see over the summertime, talking to those folks to see what they would like the programs to look like before making, as staff, a final recommendation to council for that August or September meeting.
You had talked about the proposed makeup of that nonprofit involving all of the organizations, the businesses that are collecting the MAT, and then you would have a board as well featuring some of them, municipal representatives, and a public representative.
Yeah, absolutely. So that 50% received by that third party, the third party gets to decide. And so from our perspective, we felt as staff that the best people to make those decisions about the other 50% would be the people collecting the tax and the people who are operating events and festivals and things that bring people into the community who are using those sort of funds. So we hope to see all of the people who are collecting the tax become members of that organization, and that would be an automatic thing as soon as you're a business within our community that's legislated to collect it. That's what the proposal is doing, is making you a member of that third party, and then all of the members get to vote on the board, and the board makes decisions about what programs that third party entity does.
You mentioned signage, talk about potentially expanding the CIP. There's a number of different things that could be done with these funds.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anybody's familiar with the five-year tourism plan that we recently did, a lot of the goals in that plan are contingent on receiving extra funding, and a program like a municipal accommodation tax is a way to do that. We've also seen several very successful examples from around the north. Folks as far away as Dryden and as close as Marathon have had some very successful municipal accommodation tax programs who have really had tourism pay for tourism in their communities and opened up a whole new revenue stream for folks to do some really good things with it. We've seen throughout our community that every dollar that we spend on an event, $10 comes back into the community in revenue, and about 40 to 50% of that goes to hotels specifically. So there's some big reasons to make sure that events have the funding that they need to be successful in the community, on top of doing some of those value-added extras that a lot of people in the community are looking for, things like beautification, making sure that our downtown looks nice, expanding the community improvement plan so it doesn't just focus on Broadway, but it can go all the way down through and out Highway 17 if the community chooses that. So there's a lot of positives to putting money into the tourism sector in terms of diversifying our economy and making our community a place that we all want to live and we're proud of.
And once again, if people want to learn more, they can see your presentation from the meeting on the YouTube channel, the slideshow you said is on the municipal website, or could reach out to you if they have comments or questions.
Absolutely, and I'd certainly encourage anybody who's curious to reach out to me directly. Be happy to answer any questions, go through things, and provide feedback to me so that I can pass that on to council.
Once again, Alex Patterson, Director of Community Services and Tourism, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 every other Thursday morning on Jam FM.